This is a farmers club in Maharashtra. You know. A very interesting club. I thought I must share with you. This is basically a kind of farmers clubs are supported by NABARD. For what purpose? Basically, the purpose is very simple there. Transfer technology has to be promoted, you know. Ensure that the farmers get the latest know-how on their practices so that their yield goes up, their cost of production comes down, and this is achieved through the farmers club. This was a kind of, you know, whole focus of NABARD at this stage, if you put it, is more on consolidation of existing clubs also. You know. Promoting new is going on, but we must also ensure that the existing clubs are, they are consolidated, they are strengthened, and that is what is happening. So that slowly we convert these farmers clubs into FPO. Please remember, ultimately we have to reorganize these informal groups into formal groups through kind of strengthening process. You know. That portal I have given you, in case you are interested in the farmers club, you can go to the portal, get into a little more details if you like. These are again the informal institutions which are there, but they promote a formal institutions like the FPOs. Basically, I was talking to you about the Avinav Farmers Club. This was a platform to share the information on what to farm, what to grow, which seeds to use, which fertilizers to use, where to market the produce. These are the normal questions which a farmer wants. Now, this club addresses these questions. You know. How? Let us see. This club was promoted by NABARD and Canara Bank. It was a joint efforts between the Canara Bank and NABARD to promote the club. When I went into the history of this club, I understood that there was a one pioneer. Earlier case, if you remember, there was Anita, which was promoting a kind of FPO in Solapur. Here, Mr. Bodke was there, who underwent a training in high-tech agriculture, or a horticulture training. And he wanted that the experiences which he gained should be shared with others. So what he did, he promoted a club, which he called the Avinav Club. And he shared his experiences on what? On polyosis, on exotic vegetables, on irrigation methods, on floriculture. Irrigation, you'll ask me what you'll share. Basically, the idea was the drip, you know. Floriculture, you know, it's a new activity where the market is available. So he wanted to share his experiences on polyhouse. He wanted to share his experiences on exotic vegetables, on drip system, on floriculture. So he promoted this group. He promoted the group among the members who had an inclination to learn, actually. That is very important, you know. Inclination to learn has to be there. Then only the knowledge can be passed on from one individual to another individual, you know. When we go into the history and the details of this club, just understand, they have provided an employment to 730 men and women, of which 445 are the SAG members. So understand the link now. There is a club which employs men and women. Some men and women could be from SAGs, you know. So the SAG members are becoming a kind of, you know, getting a employment from the farmers club. Now, what they do? These SAG members, they were associated with basically the packaging of fruits and vegetables. They get the orders online and they make the small packets, maybe of 250 grams or 500 grams fruits, vegetables, they make the packages and see that the deliveries are made at the doorsteps of the consumers. Very interesting model is working. So I thought I must share with you. You know. Let us have a little more details about it. You know. What activities were they undertaken, you know? Some of these members, they undertook poultry, they undertook flowers, they undertook exotic vegetables, maybe broccoli could be exotic vegetable, the red cabbage, the sweet corn, all these activities were pursued by these members. You know. As I said, they were using a drip to save the irrigation. Once I save the irrigation, I address the issue of environmental in a larger sense, you know. They ensure the availability of the optimum use of the existing resources. That's very important, you know. These activities are being pursued. These are the interventions of these members, which is very important, you know. This farmer club has a presence, you know, and something like about a lakh of members are there, 1.56 lakh members are there, who are following the practices of what? Organic farming. They market their produce directly to customers instead of the relying on the intermediaries. Because in most of the agriculture commodities, you understand, the chain is very long, you know. If you want to reduce the chain, this is one of the mechanisms that you can reach to the customers directly. And the club is following this practice of home delivery, you know. Let us go into that, you know. The club has developed a mobile app, you know. Abhinav Cult. This is what a very interesting one. You can go through the club activities if you get convinced and get interested in this kind of activity. You know, they get this is to get the orders online. They go for a proper packaging. Now, proper packaging is being supported by SAG members, so that the packaging is important because the product has to remain fresh. You know, the product has to reach the destination without damage. You know, now if I have to ensure the, I need to ensure proper packaging. This is being ensured through the SAG members. I told you 445 SAG members are associated with this activity, with this club actually. These were the people, you know, what they do actually. They train the people in sowing, planting, handling, and delivering the produce. You know, all these activities are being pursued. You know, what is the vision? These are the kind of details I thought I must share with, you know, how these people, they get, you know, into the so-called our management, you know, activities. They had a vision. They wanted to empower the women through self-help groups. That is the one thing they wanted. They are pursuing because they are providing the livelihood to these members. The mission of the club was linking women in the planting, harvesting, sorting, grading, packaging, and transporting, and actually selling to the customers. Please remember, they get orders through SMS, they get orders through mobile app, the demands are registered through the kind of mobile app which I told you. They develop a system and they ensure that the deliveries are there at the doorsteps of a customer. You know, this is what happens over a period of time. You know, I give you caselets, you know, various caselets. Maybe I started with Assam, then I went to Punjab, then I went to Andhra, then something I showed you in Maharashtra. I guess two cases. One was a FPO, another was a farmers club. Now I am looking to a little more broader version. You know, can I, my SAG members, can I look to their livelihood? One of the options which is coming up is, can we promote these SAG members as drone pilots? Because it's not easy, I know it. We have to increase their capacity. Now, these capacity can be raised through a master trainer. The master trainer can be trained, and then he can undertake the training activities of the SAG members. Ultimately, the skills are important, because a drone pilot is not an easy thing unless he's skilled, unless he's trained, you know. So those kind of activities can also be pursued. That's a vision with which we have to move. View is very simple. Impart the skills. Skills could be of various natures, right from making a papad pickle powder and going for electrical, electronics, engineering to a drone pilot. That's a kind of dream I'm looking to the microfinance clients, you know. Budget, you know, 2022-23, if we look to it, there is a kind of, you know, Kisan drones are being envisaged. Now, these Kisan drones could be used for crop assessment, for digitalization of land records, and for spraying of nutrients and pesticides. So the drone uses for three things mainly: crop assessment, digitalization of records, and spraying of the insecticides, pesticides. Basically, you understand that drones are basically unmanned aerial mechanisms which have the potential to make the agriculture more efficient. Ultimately, all these things are aiming at efficient agriculture. You know, now if I want promoting drones, I require a skilled manpower. Manpower is available in rural areas, but I require a skill. And that skill can be imparted through a master trainer. Some of the SAG members can, please remember, I'm using a word very carefully. Some of the members of the SAGs could be identified and they could be trained as pilots. After imparting suitable training, they can be used for drone piloting. This is the kind of information which is just available to us, that a spray, aerial spray, is very, very effective. It takes few minutes to cover an area, you know. Further, the pesticides, you know, usage, if you do it through drones, it is more environment friendly, and the adverse effects of the pesticides on the farmer's health is also reduced through the use of drones. In short, I want to re-emphasize, environmental protection is feasible through the use of drones, and government of Maharashtra is proposing to use the drones for spraying the pesticide. Just I wanted to show you a picture where the drones are being used for some kind of spraying of pesticides on the maize crop. That's a maize crop which is being shown to you in the picture. But the SAG members may become the pilots for the drones, you know. Of course, with necessary training, with necessary skills, and selective basis. We cannot prescribe a general prescription for this, because this is a very skilled activity, a very skill based activity requiring a lot of training. Retraining is required, and that can be pursued through a master trainers at a suitable kind of, you know, interval. They can be trained and retrained. Let me come back to kind of, you know, I started with the various caselets. I went into drone, which was a little high-tech. I'm coming back to the community-based organization. I'm looking to a kind of PSES. This is one of the activity which has been providing microfinance for about 100 years. You know, 1904 was the first when the Cooperative Societies Act came into picture. Since then, they are taking care of the microfinance, you know. The major problem for these institutions is one, that is, borrowing members are less here. For example, they are, let me have an all-India review. I realize only 39% of the member they borrow from the community. This I was looking to some kind of comparison with the other countries, and I realized this is one of the area of concern, you know, that the lesser number of people are the borrowing members. In the sense, the members are there, but the borrowing members are few, and that extent is 39%. Second, the area of concern for me is the high overdues. The loans do not come back to the system. That is, these are the couple of problems which I face as far as the PSEs are concerned. These are the grassroots level institutions which do provide microfinance. Now, what we can do? What these institutions are to be strengthened. Let me repeat it. These institutions are existing. Something like 95,000 cooperatives are existing in this country. Maybe another 3-4 lakhs will be added in the years to come. What is important is we have to make these institutions very strong. We have to make it, we have to increase their capacity. Maybe we have to go for handholding. We have to develop different models. We have to develop the income generating activities for these people so that two things will happen. So that these PSEs, they provide the financial services, they provide the non-financial services in an efficient manner to their members. These are the only institutions which can provide you financial and non-financial services. For instance, the larger banks, private banks, are not able to provide the non-financial services. Here, what I want to emphasize is non-financial services means maybe a fertilizer, maybe pesticides, maybe seeds, maybe agriculture implements on the kind of rental basis. These activities cannot be pursued by the larger banks, but the PSEs are available, which can provide the credit support as well as non-credit support. And I made a statement earlier, if you remember, credit is a necessity, but not a sufficient condition. Credit is necessary, but you require extension, you require seed, you require fertilizer, you require guidance to pursue the activities, which is feasible through the primary agriculture society. Now, these community-based institutions, we have to promote, but please remember the first bullet, their problems are twofold. One, borrowing membership is just 39%, and second, high overdue. These problems have to be addressed. How? We shall see some more bullets, you know. The separate ministry has been formed for the, which is, we call it the Ministry of Cooperation, you know. And NABARD is one of the key consultants to this ministry, you know. The aim is to provide the customized administrative, legal, policy framework for strengthening the cooperatives, for transforming the cooperatives into true people-based grassroots movement. This is important. We want to make these institutions as member-driven institutions. We want to ensure that these are democratic institutions, you know. Various initiatives are being taken. And one of the important initiatives for the strengthening of the PACs is that we are going for digitalization of the PACs. I shall share with you some more detail. But digitalization of PACs has been initiated. Something like 63,000 PACs have been identified for digitalizing these PACs. You know. What is the larger mission? Larger mission is Sahakar Se Samruddhi, from cooperation to prosperity. You know. This is what they want. That is the mission with which they are moving. They are moving with a lot of efforts. Now we shall see some of the statistics just to keep your review. This is the first statement I made you. We have about 95,000 cooperative PSEs in this country. Huge membership. Look at the membership. 13 crores and odd is the membership of these institutions. You know. The borrowing member is a concern. I explained to you earlier also, 39% are the borrowing members. You know. They have a problem that deposits have increased by 11%. Please remember, the borrowings have also increased. The disturbing part is their loan outstanding have gone down. If you look to that figure, loan outstanding row, they have declined. You will also see there is a stagnancy in the loans issued. There is a concern, and the last concern, the last line is very important for me. My overdues are about 45%, which is my area of concern, which I started. My first bullet was indicating you the overdues is a concern. And here is the figure which convinces me, it reinforces that overdues is an area of concern. One area, there are borrowing numbers are less. Second area of concern is, I have a high overdues. So these two concerns have to be addressed through various mechanisms. Maybe we may go for digitalization. We may impart these principles. We may create awareness among the people. We require a rigorous efforts to see that we provide credit and non-credit support to the members of the primary agricultural credit societies. Look to this. What happens? This is another way to look to the PACs now. One way is to strengthen these PACs. I told you they provide credit and non-credit support. Maybe digitalization is one support which can come quickly from the government. The other area I'm looking to is, can these PACs work as business correspondents for the commercial banks or for the DCCBs? This is the question mark I'm putting it. Maybe somewhere we have made a beginning. We have to ponder, we have to work on these lines. Can they work as a business correspondents for the commercial banks or for the DCCB? BCs I have explained to you adequately. Basically, they help you to identify the clients, they help you to monitor the loans, they help you to recover, they help you to handle the cash. Please remember, BFs and BCs we dealt adequately, and the only distinction between BF and BCs is BCs can handle the cash, whereas business facilitators cannot handle the cash. Here I am proposing PACs will become the business correspondent. They will handle the cash, they will identify the banks to identify the customers, monitor the loan processes, ensure the recovery process, and ultimately get some commission in the process and progress. But the main intention is serve the members, serve the credit and non-credit needs of these members. There is a linkage, there is a possibility, that's what I built it, that they can work as BCs. That's what the last bullet is giving you a hint. Can we establish a linkage between these institutions is a question mark. We have to address it. This is what I told you. One of the strategies which NABARD initiated in 2020-21 was, can we go for a digitalization? Maybe we have 95,000 PACs. Can we map them, provide the grant support to them? Maybe 5 crores is being provided. Of course, this is for all PACs. Average is about 4 lakhs per PACs. We'll go as a grant support for digitalizing the PACs. Of course, there are some provisions that the state governments have to come forward and support these PACs also equally with NABARD support or the grant support which is coming from the central government. State and central government, they will have to work together to ensure that these institutions, they go for digitalization, they go for improvement, and ultimately provide credit, non-credit support to the member in an efficient manner. This is a study we found, a very interesting study. Let us see how this is working on PACs. What they are saying is, this is a large study I thought I must share with you. It helped you increase the credit outreach. In the sense, the number of borrowers go up, But they are saying that what is important is not credit alone. Same sentence which I uttered earlier. Credit is a necessity but not a sufficient condition. So what they require is, they require a seed, they require extension, they require marketing support, they require fertility test, there is a climate change, and these guys, they require a kind of constant guidance, handholding, escort services, and this can be possible through PACs. This is what the study has indicated. You can see the reference which I have given you at the end, especially for this study. Very interesting study to get into the details and understand some niceties of these kind of institutions which are existing for about 100 years in this country now. The next challenge for these PACs is that the MFIs are coming up on a large scale. That is becoming a kind of competition for the PACs actually. This is what is we have to remember, there is the improved credit linkage between SHGs and JLGs. The experience is showing, wherever there is a financial discipline is being followed, those cooperatives are successful. So we have to ensure that the linkage is not a problem, but these groups, these SHGs, these joint liability groups, they have to follow a financial discipline so that they succeed in the process. One conclusion which the study has derived is here. The banks were dependent on DCCBs. Very heavily they depend upon the DCCBs for funding support. What the study is making it, these institutions can also mobilize the deposits from the rural areas, you know. And this is what is the kind of suggestion. Rather than depending on the DCCBs for the funding support, can they mobilize the funding support of their own from the rural area? This is feasible. They have been doing. Only thing is, we'll have to strengthen and we'll have to ensure that these institutions, they develop the deposit base also. They made three recommendations. This study, very huge study, a very detailed study, they made three recommendations. One, they have to follow a credit plus. In the sense, what you do? You provide credit with extension, with input supply, and marketing support. So credit has to go with these three support. One. Second, they are saying that you all the new products, you know. Maybe we have to think of insurance. As I explained to you, one of the PACs was doing like that. They provided the insurance support, you know. They are making a small suggestion. Making an interest subvention for the first generation entrepreneurs. For why? To promote the non-farm sector activities in the rural area. Because one thing we have to become clear is, we have to ensure livelihood. Now, once you want to create a livelihood, there is a need to promote the first generation entrepreneurs to move from farming to the non-farm sector activities. Now, if the shift is required, then there is a need to promote the interest subvention, and that is what the study has highlighted. Third, the study is saying, maybe the SHG members, the joint liability group members, they can work as business correspondent for deposit mobilization. This is what the suggestions have been made by this study now. Very interesting study. You can have a little more understanding of it. But these recommendations, credit plus, innovative products, working as BCs. You know. These are the three recommendations which came. There are two more recommendations. You know. There is a view that there are PACs, you know, Primary Agriculture Credit Society at the village level. They have a huge infrastructure. They have some unutilized, you know, infrastructure like godowns. Can they rent out these godowns to the SHGs on contract with credit facility to promote the livelihood for the SHGs? In the sense, these godowns which are unused by the PACs, they can be rented out to the SHG members. The SHG members can undertake activity of storing of agriculture produce. Of course, on commission basis, they will work. But they will pay the rent to the DCCB also. It's not that free. But can there be a collaboration between the PACs and the SHGs? This is what I was telling you right from the beginning. I am looking to a kind of collaboration between different institutions. In this case, we are proposing a collaboration between SHG and PSES. Very interesting. Unused infrastructure going to SHGs so that they undertake their activity and improve their livelihood. Very moment we go on, we will have to diversify the income generating activities. Maybe they may have to undertake input marketing. Who? The PACs. PACs have to undertake input marketing output. They have to undertake output marketing activities. So there is a need to diversify the activities being pursued by these institutions so that they get strengthened, they become more viable, they stand on their own feet, you know. Thank you very much.